God bless you. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. We are gathered all together. We are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment, the blessed moment that you give us around your word, with your presence among us, and with the help that will give us while we will listen to your word in these difficult times. You always have your powerful arm, and with your warmth of your Holy Spirit, we can go on in your ways. Bless us this evening. Give us an opening to the Holy Spirit so that we can understand you, what you want us to say, what you want us to understand. We abandon to you. We have no other choice to abandon in your hands. Here we are before your face. Bless us. Bless the absent people. Bless all the families. Help also the familia Barilla. Help them. You are always the God who provides to all things, spiritually and physically. We thank you. Thank you because we have you as a Father, glorious Father, marvelous Father, and you know how to help us. Help us glorify your name in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are going to go on the reading, page 19 in Italian. So we have arrived at the circular letter of October 1974, and we are going to begin now. Brother Frank, Ewald Frank, has written this. I cordially greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ through these words of Titus 1:1-3. Paul, servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of the elect of God and the knowledge of the truth, which is according to godliness, which are based on the hope of eternal life, promised from the earliest times by the God who does not lie, and who manifested his word in his time by the preaching entrusted to me after the command of God our Savior. After the command of our God. So we see that we can also see that Brother Frank can present himself as Paul presented himself. It is something very particular, and we can rejoice of this word. And I go on reading. Today, this word is also addressed to us. In all times, the Lord has had his servants who proclaimed the word of God to the elect according to the truth. This revealed word is currently being preached at the appointed time by those who have received from God the charge of preaching it. And this is very important because, you know, there's a lot of... We're listening a lot of things. So this revealed word is proclaimed in the appointed time by those who have received from God the charge of preaching it. And we see in the history of the Church of the New Testament that men proclaimed in the day, according to the command of God, the word which was for their time. To assume a divine office, there must first of all be a direct call from God. Without it, one acts on one's own authority and according to one's own whims or caprices. And one is not a blessing to anyone. On the contrary, one only causes damage. And you know, in Romans 10, what is written? Romans chapter 10. Romans 10. 14. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach this good news. So you see, it's beautiful to have received from God a mandate to bless, to preach the word. This word we can, because it's written, as Brother Frank has written, without it, without a divine call, one acts on that all authority with whims, with envy, and no one is a blessing to anyone. So Brother Frank writes, I would not want to write the following account for the sole purpose of justifying myself, for I am sure that all who have received the grace of God recognize for themselves the one who has received a divine ministry. And this is according to the word which is preached. And through this word, people can see the ministry or the gift that God has given. Without asking, what is your ministry? What is your gift? No, just listen and we see the gift. As it is written in Revelation, we must listen to the Spirit. The Spirit with speech to the churches. So I read again. So far I'm sure that all who have received the grace of God recognize for themselves those who has received a divine ministry, and also how a servant of God will be used. However, even the prophets and the apostles made mention of how they received their calling. That's what Brother Branham did. This said in all humility, I cannot in the publication of the word conform myself to the desires of the people, but on the contrary, I must stand before the face of God to conscientiously carry out my service. The charge I have received is double. Brother Frank writes, first, the Lord literally told me, my servant, your time for this city is soon over. I will send you to other cities to publish my word. Secondly, he gave me the charge of distributing the food, and that food is the word that God has revealed for this time through the prophetic ministry of Brother Branham. On the basis of this double ministry, it is necessary that all the word of God be published and that be transmitted to others and ordered according to the biblical criterion. All the revelations of Scripture which have been granted to Brother Branham. Many times I have been asked if it is right to preach myself, or if only Brother Branham's sermon should be published. And this, my brother, it's already in the 70s. Heresies came with the Branhamites. And when we were in Austria, in Switzerland, some people say, do not preach, only distribute the message of Brother Branham. This is nonsense. Nonsense. And now, today, look at this. So I read again. Brother Frank said, many times I have been asked if it is right to preach myself, or if only Brother Branham's sermons should be published, to conscientiously accomplish before God the mission he has entrusted to me. I must do both things. Anyone who reads and listens carefully to what has already been published can see that we have endeavored to expose the whole counsel of God through a well-balanced publication, both in regard to Bible doctrines and Bible prophecy. And today the ministries, so for example, the mandate of Brother Frank that God has given directly has been like an escalation. Now it's necessary that God, that people who received a service from God, it's essential that they put it in practice, that they accomplish their service. If not, you put out a part of the scriptures out. 1 Corinthians, etc. So it is important to understand, because it is not only Brother Frank. So I'm reading the letter of Brother Frank. But through the reading of Brother Frank here, for example, it comes in your spirit, like 1 Corinthians 14, it's written that the ministry of prophets is submit to the spirit of the prophets. So all this goes together. That's why God can give us to comment biblically things under the same spirit, what the spirit wants to say to the church. Hallelujah. And we do things according to the Bible, according to what is written. I repeat. So you understand, from that moment there, a lot of translators came, and a lot of translators wanted to translate themselves the sermons of Brother Branham. So one by one, a lot of translators put themselves on words, let's say. A lot of people arose themselves. And each one wanted to put on words a certain translation. And they have created a chaos. They have created confusion around the world. There was one original which had to remain one original. And a lot of churches, they also print their own translation, their own brochure and booklets. And that's why there's a lot of chaos in the bride, among the bride. But the elect cannot be seduced. I'm going to reading of Brother Frank. Everything must be brought in accordance with God's order in this time, and in balance, a divine balance. That is why I am constantly careful in publishing all things that have been revealed by Brother Branham's ministry, to order them according to the whole of the spoken word. I must resolutely reject the assertion that I would be called exclusively to translate the sermons and not to preach. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what would happen, would have happened? What would have happened if Brother Frank would have closed his mouth? You can imagine if he had not preached, there would have been a chaos and a confusion among the people of God who received the message of the end time. Look at this. Really a big chaos, a big confusion. So it was necessary that this ministry of Brother Frank was put in onward, was put and highlighted by God. I go on reading. It is with great care that, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, I have chosen from among the hundreds of sermons of Brother Branham those which impart information on all of the prophetic preaching, prophetic words. Even in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ, more things that the Gospels tell us were fulfilled. It is written in John 21:25, Jesus did still many other things. If we wrote them all in detail, I don't think that the word itself could contain the books we would write. You see, for the servant of God, it's the same. We must take the part, the most important that the Holy Spirit retain, so that we can explain the whole revelation of God by the Spirit of God. I got reading. Who has the right to claim that too little was written in the Gospels? Who will blame the servants who have ministered in the fear of God and under the direction of the Holy Spirit? When it comes to Brother Branham's service, we know that a lot has happened. Hundreds of sermons in English are available to everyone, and books can be filled with them. However, and I highlight it, as in the days of the apostles, have we published, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, the essentials, that is, what is necessary for salvation, the substance of what is required for the happiness and preparation of a bride? And by the grace of God, do we want to keep doing it? Brother Frank writes, it is not enough that we hear a lot of things, but that we understand correctly what we have heard. I say these things for those who are in trouble, because of those brethren who were not sent by God. So be careful. It's not a question of knowledge, all the sermons of Brother Branham, all the things which were done by the servants of God, by Jesus Christ. It's not a question of knowledge, but a heart. I say it, and then communicate you as God has put it in my heart. It is not related to knowledge, but it is a heart which can put in his heart and communicate by the Holy Spirit, and you can say Amen. That's why it's written, I will put my laws in their heart, and no brother will say to another brother, I will teach you. It's not a question of knowledge. the more we go onward and the more we understand. Because in this case, the most intelligent would be in advance? No. So it's something that must come from the heart, by faith, that he is able to store in his heart by the Holy Spirit. And a word bring another word, and it because God fills the universe. And if even you know all the books of this book, the 66 books of the Bible, God will reveal again the 66 books to you. So I want to read Matthew 13, 51, 52. Matthew 13. Matthew 13, 51. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. It's the same question that the Lord will tell us and those who will listen to this word, to the sermon. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Alleluia. Amen. Alleluia. You see how everything is linked. It was necessary not only to print the booklets, the sermons, which were stored and then distributed and shared by Brother Frank, but also to preach and to preach it by the Holy Spirit. And this was missing in the Church of Jesus Christ during those years. May God find those hearts and bring them so that those hearts can be, because they have lost a lot of time, let's read another word, John 16. John 16, 12. This word was always in my heart. It's like my horse of battle. It's like my testimony. John 16, 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. And here's the key word: he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Amen. It will never end. It is eternal. The revelation is eternal. God is eternal. You are eternal because you receive this word. Amen. Amen. You know, you see that how all the things are interlinked, intertwined one another. It's important that God make you understand that each one must serve God with his soul. His in inward body, with what is in them. I go on reading Brother Frank here. So it's a vision that was given to the church. So I read it. In connection with this, I would like to speak of a vision the Lord gave us here in Krefeld in early April 1966. In a vision, we were shown an old grocery store. The different foodstuffs were kept there separately in drawers. You know the drawers, like in Italy, you open the drawers, there was spaghetti, another drawers, there were another thing, you know, and it was like this in old times. And you open a drawer and you take what you need, for example, the beans, etc. And it was in drawers, you see, in old time it was like this. So when you are a child, you see this and you remember this. So the different stuff, the food stuffs, were kept there separately in drawers. Then some brothers came in and carelessly pulled out the different drawers towards them. The food spilled out on the ground and fell on the ground in disorder. In no time, the place where food was stored turned into chaos. What we wanted to distribute was, in truth, trampled underfoot. It emerges from this revelation that the brothers who have not received the charge of distributing food can only prepare scandalous chaos. And I note this, and Brother Franco said that I noted the main sermons from the seven seals, because it was a decision taken from with Krefeld, Lausanne, Italy. But you know, a lot of, like is written here, a lot of people came and they have made, they wanted themselves to distribute, themselves wanted to put, to highlight a certain preaching, another brother here, another brother there, and there was a really big chaos, because there was no order in what they were doing. I say it in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, because we have lived it. God gave us the brochure, the booklets, the sermons at the due season, at the right time. You see? But when you see this vision, look, Brother Frank explained that a lot of people came and took anything. For example, you take a lot of food, rice, and then spaghetti, and then you know, beans. You know, everything was mixed, and you have. And it depends with what you seasoning, with what you cook, how you cook the things, how you prepare the food, and then you will have a big stomach ache, and God must have mercy on us so that we can enter in the spirit, you see. So it was this. So Brother Frank writes that there was this scandalous chaos. So Brother Franco said that there was a lack of the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the one who preaches must put in order all the little pieces, And then there were questions that came, and then there was a lot of questions from here, questions from there. But each thing should have been done in its time. So Brother Frank goes on, however, they convulsively, they absolutely wanted to seek to give the impression that they are perfectly qualified. But everywhere they leave behind them nothing but misfortune and confusion. Using the power granted to me by the divine call, I therefore urge each brother to provide the proof and to bear witness in which way and when the Lord would have charged him to publish the word of God in this time and distribute the food that had been stored. No one, according to me, presented himself to say, God called me to distribute, God called me to share. No one. So you see how the enemy is working. It's working in parallel with the Holy Spirit. He always wants to walk in parallel with the Holy Spirit. That's why Matthew 45, 24, 45, we know it was necessary that God speak to put out this confusion. Hallelujah. Brother Frank writes, says, I intend to demonstrate clearly here that I was not called by Brother Branham, but by the Lord God Himself, who called and commissioned me with an audible voice on April 2, 1962. Brother Branham was the one who had to bring the revelation for this time, for this moment, and God also prepared Brother Frank in order to enter in this ministry, to explain this ministry before the foundation of the world. This is clear. Brother Branham had a ministry and was completed by the missionary order, distribution of the message. And we know the relation between Brother Frank and Brother Branham. Brother Branham said to him, you are a servant of God, etc. And we know this. We know the details. So here, that's why a preacher from a denominational assembly will always remain preacher, but he will always remain a denominational preacher until the time when he can enter in the revelation. He can enter. It's still time for him to enter in the true revelation that God has given us now. That's why it's important now to come back to the Word of God today, the Word of God of today, this message. So Brother Frank has written another circular letter. We are reading here number 2, circular letter number 2 of April 1975. In the old as in the New Testament, each servant of God fulfilled the office and the ministry entrusted to him. What God has decided to accomplish according to the plans that he has made, he accomplishes through the ministry of his servants. Not one copies the ministry of another. No. No one tries to imitate this ministry. Each one accomplishes what he has been commanded. This is very important to understand. For a long time, all imitators have given proof that they do not have a genuine ministry and that they do not have a direct calling from God. First of all, be careful, I highlighted it. First of all, they approve the ministry performed by a servant of God, but as soon as they think they can exercise some influence, they start their own business and turn against the servant of God through whose ministry, through whom they have actually learned the action of God. Understand? They turn against the servant of God by which they heard the action of God. You understand? It's true that they have a school of prophets in first. The spirit of the prophets are submitted to the prophets. It's not a copy-paste. No copy-paste. It's important. Because an apprentice, a pupil, if he wants to teach himself, it remains pupil. But our master is Jesus Christ. We have to be like a master. In John, it's written, we have to be like the master, not more than the master. But and if it is like this, we'll have problems. So we must be like the master. So I repeat what Brother Frank has written. First of all, they approve the ministry performed by a servant of God, and then they think they can exercise some influence, and they start their own business, and then they turn against the servant of God who taught them, who explained them this ministry. And today it's still the same. I say it in the name of Jesus Christ, I take the responsibility. Till now it's the same. The people who make copy paste. But God has had mercy on us for us to look at the original, not to be like a parrot. So I read Brother Frank. A tragic example of this is that of the Indian Lowry. We have already read it last time. Who in his day had himself photographed with Brother Branham, as did many other evangelists through the world. So, over the past few years, this man has misused these photographs to deceive people and to further his own business. He even got baptized in the Branham Tabernacle. He often published this photograph to make it appear that he had been very closely united with Brother Branham. I don't know if you lived it. I lived it. I knew it. And a certain moment, Brother Frank said, no, I don't want to make any picture. Because he saw that there were brothers like this. So he didn't want it to play this game. Because some people say, oh, I am with Brother Frank, oh, I do this, I do that. So I go on the reading. So, the people who do not know the state of things allow themselves are very impressed by this mode of doing. If it were in Jesus' time, they had ever been, if there was a camera, certainly Judas would have been the first to take a photograph by his side. So whether Paul, Branham, or other servants of God, all were in their time surrounded by false brother. Brother Branham remarked that the Lord had shown him that hypocrites hugged him and said, "I love you," when they did not mean it at all. This is very serious. Hallelujah. You know, so I don't care to say anything bad about someone, for because the one who has the Spirit of God will all already discern where the truth is spoken and where it's preached. Anyone who is inclined to want to be something should be especially careful, because everyone who wanted to impersonate someone has fallen down. Everyone wanted to impersonate or imitate someone has fallen. Woe to those who lay snares in the kingdom of God. However, in order for the scripture to be fulfilled, there must be some ungodly among the people. They will be manifested in their time. They will be, and they are always manifested in their time. It's important to understand. I wanted to read this in the scriptures. To Thessalonians. To Thessalonians, to 11. Therefore, God sent them a strong delusion, so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So we can read the whole 2 Thessalonians 2, Isaiah 3, let's read Isaiah 3, Isaiah 3, 11, or from the 10th, Isaiah 3 from the 10th verse. Tell the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for what his hands have dealt out, shall be done to him. My people, infants are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Oh, my people, your guides mislead you, and they have swallowed up the course of your paths. Malachi 3. Let's read Malachi 3. Malachi 3. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. It will be manifested. This will be seen. It's true that the false and the true walk together, but now there will be a certain manifestation, and the fruits will be seen. The fruits will be manifested. Psalm 12. Let's see the Psalm 12. Psalm 12. Eight. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of men. On every side you have wickedness, and the vile men, the vileness is exalted among the children of men. Wicked men are exalted. I go on reading, Brother Frank. Or those who have no wicked thoughts in their hearts and who serve God sincerely may be shocked when they read this saying of Jeremiah 5:26. For there are wicked among my people. They spy like the bird catcher who sets traps. They set nets and take men. You know, it was written in 1975, and it's still valid today. Glory to God. You see how the Holy Spirit, it's written as the Spirit will come and teach us. Let's read Jeremiah 5, 26, Jeremiah 5. Jeremiah 5. 26. Let's read from 23. But this people has a stubborn and rebellious heart. They have turned aside and gone away. They do not say in their hearts, let us fear the Lord our God, who gives the rain in season, the autumn rain and the spring rain, and keeps for us the weeks appointed for the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these away, and your sins have kept good from you. For wicked men are found among my people. They lurk like fowlers, lying in wait. They set a trap, they catch men. Like a cage full of birds, their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and rich, etc. So these things exist. But I think that the Son of God or daughter of God who love God from all his or her heart and believe the word of God is far from this position. It's very far from that. But there are people like this, and we have to do with people who say, I love you, I love you. And they have a smile before you, but behind you, they are like Satan. But they do not, they do not, there is a spirit on them, and they do not realize it. And they act completely differently of how they present at the first sight. So I go on reading. Who could suspect or take it as possible that among the people of God there are people who are called wicked? Let's take Saul, Judas, Esau, Jacob, Cain, Abel. You see? Let's take those examples. It's important. So Brother Frank writes, who could suspect or take it as possible that among the people of God there are people who are called wicked? Maybe you can understand a brother or a sister in a bad way. It's possible. But if the heart is not wicked, you will always be a reconciliator. You will not be someone who always hammer or hit on this. Who could suspect or take it as possible that among the people of God there are people who are called wicked? First of all, we don't notice them, but the day comes when they manifest what they are. They sing aloud with others. They pray under the anointing. They come forward to receive the blessing. They bring others to be prayed with and are always ready to render service. You understand? I understand this. They do like the others until the necessary relationships have been firmly established. Jeremiah 12. Jeremiah 12:4. 1-4. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you, yet I would plead my case before you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive? You plant them, and they take root. They grow and produce fruit. You are near in their mouth and far from their heart. But you, O Lord, know me. You see me and test my heart towards you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and set them apart for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn, and the grass of every field wither? for the evil of those who dwell in it be the Holy Spirit glorify himself and to you understand this the word is perfect important how is it possible that the word has no has not its place in the heart while we should have been arrived in the maturity in Jesus Christ amen God bless our hearts So it's important that we are in a part of God, not in a part of the enemy. So Brother Frank writes, I trust every brother and I don't judge anyone, even when I see or notice something. Because of love, I don't want to have seen or noticed it. However, experience makes us wise. And we should take to heart what the prophet says. Let each one beware of his friend, and let no one trust any of his brethren. For every brother seeks to deceive, and every friend spreads slander. Jeremiah 9:4. We can read it. Jeremiah 9:4. Jeremiah 9:4. I read again the Bible. Let everyone beware of his neighbor and put no trust in any brother. For every brother is a deceiver and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. When you read Paul, Peter, Titus, John, you see, for sure. Let's love one another. And it is the contrary of this that we read in Jeremiah, because we should build a full trust between brother. No negative thought. Understand? Every brother seeks to deceive, and every friend spreads slander. And Zechariah 8. The counterbalance here, the counterbalance here in Zechariah 8. The contrary here in 8:16, Zechariah 8:16. These are the things that you shall do. Speak the truth to know, to one another. How is it possible in the church among brothers and sisters? Is it not possible to tell the truth? Is it possible to say the truth? Where there is no negative things, no negative things, no wicked things, no trap. See? Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gates judgments that are true, and make for peace. Do not devise evil in your hearts against one another, and love no false oath. For all these things I hate, declares the Lord. We are in the age of perfection. May God put out all those negative things from our hearts. Even things that we do not do on purpose. some important things that I'm going to say. I say it in the name of Jesus Christ. If a brother or sister realizes that he made a mistake and that he let it without setting it, the things remains and the enemy will take it. Sooner or later, the enemy will take it always. I've got the experience of this. May God help us. So if I say, these things, I made a mistake on this, I should not have done this or tell this like this. So the blood of Jesus Christ, I say with it, so said the Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ has taken everything, it's finished. And the devil cannot, under this blood, the devil cannot anymore attack. So say the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is for all the churches, for all the brothers, all the sisters. Those who preach also. Even for Brother Frank, Brother Branham, everybody. See? It's important. So I read the circular letter number 3, August 1975. So the title of the paragraph is The Completion of God's Work. It's written The Completion of God's Work. When God created the heavens and the earth, and he completed his work on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Whatever God begins, he continues in a magnificent way, and he finishes it in due time. True? You can read Philippians 1:6. What God begins, he will finish. It's true. Whatever God begins, he continues in a magnificent way, and he finishes it in due time. Everything that he does is done well. Everything is good and perfect. The creation of the entire universe bears witness to the diversity and greatness of the Creator. Everything moves in the order that God has determined. That is why we too must look up to Him and move forward in the order He has appointed for us. Having regard to Jesus, the leader and the consumer of the faith, Hebrews 12:2. It is said of him in Hebrews 5:7-9 that although he was a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered, and after being exalted to perfection, he has become for all who obey him the author of eternal salvation. For all those who obey him, the author of eternal salvation. What does it mean? Reflect it. Think it over. I repeat. In Hebrew, it is said of him in Hebrews 5:7-9, that although he was a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. What did he suffer? The oppression of the enemy. He suffered the calumny, the accusation, the difficulty that all everybody was against him. He wanted to bring peace, healing, blessing, and was And was it's written in Hebrew. I wanted to read Hebrew 10. Hebrew 10. I'm looking for this verse. I'm looking for the verse in Hebrew 10, I think. I'm looking for this verse, I believe, in Hebrew 20. I believe let's read 32. Hebrew 10:32. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those who so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better position and an abiding one. So we have understood it. I want to go on reading, Brother Frank here. He suffered, and after being exalted to perfection, he has, you know, all the things that could disturb the spiritual life of the true Christian. Let's say it like this. He has become, for all those who obey him, the author of eternal salvation. The one who passed through the same way, the same path. When it comes to redemption, salvation in Jesus Christ, full obedience is required. And underline this: full obedience is required. I believe. So, without the obedience of faith, there can be no completion of the Church of Jesus Christ. Do you think that without Abraham's obedience, you would have a blessing? Do you believe that the nations would have received this blessing? No. It would not have been. But through Abraham's obedience, other people were blessed through him. And to complete the work of Jesus Christ, who called Abraham to the faith, to whom God has given a posterity like the stars in heaven. God, Jesus Christ, also had to obey, and you and I, to complete this, we also have to obey at the same. You see that it is important. Without obedience, the obedience of the faith, there is no fulfillment of the Church of Jesus Christ. As read in Philippi, In Philippi 1. In Philippians. In Philippians 1. You understand? Hallelujah. So we can see that this thing is very important. The work of creation had a beginning, then a development, and finally a completion. Likewise, the work of salvation has a beginning, a development, and a completion. Already before the foundation of the world, God saw the church in glory, before his face, without spot or wrinkle. Let's read Psalm 103. I would like to read Psalm 103. Amen. Hallelujah. 20. Bless the Lord, O you his angels. You mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word, bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts of the Apostles, also 5. Acts 5. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." So if you read the context of this Acts, when the apostles were arrested and freed. So, but Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on the tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sin." Lord and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Amen. Hebrew also. Hebrew 11:8. Hebrew 11:8. By faith. You must obey faith. And this, you understand what happened with Abraham. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place. You also, you were called. You, sisters, brother, you were called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Amen. So we can preach until tomorrow. And we can speak about the sons of the promise today. The sons of the promise today. Jesus Christ revealed in the church. God has mercy on us. So Brother Frank writes, the work of creation had a beginning, then a development, and finally a completion. Likewise, the work of salvation has a beginning, a development, and a completion. Already before the foundation of the world, God saw the church in glory before his face, without spot or wrinkle. Amen. We can stop here. Hallelujah. May God bless us. And we'll have other things that God will give us. What I wanted to say, when someone is called by God, he can only do God's work. Amen. If the Church of Jesus Christ is called to walk according to God's work, it must do God's work. To obey to his word. Obey his word by faith. And the enemy will not have the possibility to enter. And God can come in his church. Not in a little assembly, a little community, but in his church. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I thank God and I praise God. I magnify God. Amen. You have been blessed by the reading. Amen. I think that yes. We are going to pray. And then the brothers can go to sleep. And also for some brothers, it's midnight. Hallelujah, let's pray. Marvelous Heavenly Father, thank you because you have been here. You have been here in our heart. Your power, your authority, your spirit are that which our heart desire. More than the air that we breathe. Bless your word. Help us to consecrate ourselves to you. Take your sons and daughters' life, those who are listening, those who will listen, that each family, one by one, may understand that you call them, that you live for them, and you fulfill, you are finishing the work in their life. I thank you for your name, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came in flesh, to give us instruction and to finish the work, to fulfill the work. It's written that the Lamb of God was immolated, was sacrificed before the foundation of the world. Your plan is marvelous. Your word is glorious. Remain with us. Remain with your church, with your people, and bless us. Thank you. Thank you for brothers and sisters. You know, it's late, but some people still want to listen to your word, and bless them, multiply them at work in everything. Bless them, strengthen them. I thank you, I worship you, I adore you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia. Amen. Alleluia. Glory. I thank you, my God. I thank you, my God, with all my heart. Because you call us to be conformed to your word with faith and obedience. And we want to make it into practice to obey you. Thank you for the strength. Thank you to manifest the children of God at your resemblance. Bless our brothers and sisters, and I want to pray for the family of Antonio, for Brother Francesco, for everybody, for Salvatore, for everyone. I thank you for everything. Thank you. Guide us. Guide us. I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia. Amen.